Celebrating the 20th anniversary of The Shot Heard Round the World. That's tomorrow is the actual day. It's also the 50th anniversary of his first British Open, of his back-to-back British Opens, first one in 1971. It was Lee Trevino who said so many things that are quotable. Two things that are not long for this world: dogs that chase cars and professional golfers who putt for pars. And here's a guy who knows all about Lee Trevino, because he was standing next to the green 20 years ago when Lee Trevino got that hole-in-one. He is the Gaylord Tourism Bureau Executive Director. Paul Beachnow is here.
Hey, good morning and welcome to Gaylord and Treetops, Paul. We're so glad to have WJR here.
Well, we're happy to be here. And let me say, not only do you remember that memorable occasion about the hole-in-one, you were standing there next to the green. 8 days later, your son was born. Timmy?
Timmy? Yeah.
Timmy was born 8 days later and works here.
He does work here. He works here at Treetops. He's holding this organization together by, by the seams.
Barry is standing here. Barry Owens, the general manager, is standing here like, what am I? This is funny. I did hear from Dave Lorenz that you heard our original interview with Lee Trevino.
I did.
And you had to love all the great things. If you haven't heard it, you can find it. It's online at WJR.com or thegreatvoice.com. Ann has it, both those places. But he unabashedly talks about being a true fan of Michigan golf.
It was really unbelievable. I listen to that clip every night before I go to bed. He just talked so eloquently and so beautifully about the quality of golf that we have here in Michigan. And Gaylord is a shining example of some of the best golf courses our state has. And Treetops right here, Paul, as you know, you've been up here many times, I'll say unabashedly, is the finest collection of golf courses in the Midwest, possibly the United States. When you look at the caliber designers, and when they came up here to build courses, they were amazed at the landscape they had to work with, the water, the rolling terrain here, the abundant forest land. I mean, it's really, it's pretty spectacular.
Yeah, well, it is. And don't just take it from a guy who makes his living promoting the area. Take it from Lee Trevino. He's got no skin in the game. He just flat out loves this place, and that's a man who's played around the world. And a lot of golf in his 81 years.
Yep, and he said in that interview, of all the places he's been around the world in the United States, that Michigan absolutely has some of the finest golf courses. And again, Gaylord is home to 17 championship golf courses.
The golf mecca.
Some of the best designers in the world, Reese Jones and Rick Smith and Robert Trent Jones Sr., Gary Koch, who designed a course at Otsego Resort. Just some really fantastic golf courses. We're really, really blessed.
What else is going on here in Gaylord in regarding tourism? You're feeling the uptick of people getting back out and traveling, I hope.
Yeah, Paul, I've worked for the Gaylord area for 30 years, and I've never seen it this busy. People have just been chomping at the bit to get outdoors. And our tagline for Gaylord is all outdoors, because we have just some of the finest outdoor amenities with biking trails and hiking trails. We have Michigan's only free-ranging elk herd. It's one of the largest east of the Mississippi. And there's so many amenities, and people are just flocking to get outdoors. And we are seeing that. We're just seeing record visitation levels this summer. And as you know, people just love northern Michigan. There's so much here for people to do.
There's so much to love about northern Michigan. And I'm glad, Paul Beachnow, as the head of the Gaylord Tourism Bureau, you could easily lean on the golf mecca pretty easily. You could, because it's a big deal. And you have people like Lee Trevino saying what he said and many others. And you've got 17 golf courses right around here. Thank you for bringing up all the other good things that you can do. Because there are people who, believe it or not, don't play golf. I know that's hard to believe,
yeah,
but there are people that don't. So you talk about the biking, the hiking, I never remembered the what is this about the elk? I think Barry started to tell me something about what is this about the elk?
We have one of the largest. Most people, it's funny that you bring that up, but people don't realize that Michigan has one of the largest free-ranging elk herds east of the Mississippi.
How did that happen?
The herd's about 1,300, and they're located in the Pigeon River Forest, which is 100,000 acre forest, which is managed differently from all the forest systems in Michigan. It's managed as a wild area, and it's managed for the benefit of wildlife and for elk specifically. But elk are native to Michigan. They went extinct in the late 1800s when it was a free-for-all for hunting and harvesting game. They were reintroduced to Michigan in 1918. We celebrated 100 years of the reintroduction of elk to northern Michigan, and that herd has flocked. It has grown exponentially, and just a little-known fact that you can get, people don't realize this, you can get a Michigan license plate with an elk on it. That's one of the things they did 2 years ago for the 100th anniversary.
No kidding.
You can get a license plate with an elk on it.
We are learning so much here. I didn't know that. 1,300? We're thinking
the herd, they do these census, so they do them from the air, but they've estimated the herd to be 1,300, upwards of over 1,500, and they are within about a 4 to 5 county region for everything north and a little bit east of here of Gaylord.
Do we have any antelope? So we could say where the elk and the antelope roam.
We do not have any antelope that I'm aware of, Paul.
Man.
But if we look hard enough,
we're in Michigan, we might
be able to find them.
If we can get two, it's a start. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Why not? Why not? What else do we need to know?
Well,
just a reminder. I'm sorry I interrupt, but I got to ask you this question. We're talking about all the great things you can do here. Some people might think they waited too long because of that big urge for people to get out. They might think everything's sold out.
Not true. We're coming into our best months in Michigan with weather, which is August, September, my favorite time of year. But the other thing that we have here that's just really pretty amazing is we've got a bike trail, Paul, that goes from Gaylord to Mackinac City. You can literally ride your bike. It's 58 miles. Barry and I have done it. It was probably the longest day of our...
Wait a second.
Yes, it was probably the longest day of our life.
The two of you went 58 miles on your bike?
We did.
Barry, you better back him up on this. Yeah, well, he's making a muscle, so 50-50 chance it's true. No, I know it's true. You wouldn't say it if it weren't. And I, by the way, saw that part of the bike trail on the way up. That's a beautiful bike trail.
It's a compact crushed limestone. You see parts of Michigan on a bicycle that you'll never see, Paul. And you cross the Sturgeon River, and you'll see wildlife. It's just a spectacular trail.
Paul, what do we go? Gaylord.com? What is the
GaylordMichigan.net.
Okay, so I'm glad I asked. GaylordMichigan.net. GaylordMichigan.net.
And for golf courses, GaylordGolfMecca.com.
GaylordGolfMecca.com. Keep up the good work, Paul Beachnow, Gaylord Tourism Bureau Executive Director, all-around good guy with some great memories of Michigan that continue to grow here on WJR.
Thank you.